dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, certainly the age of youth is one which is very precious. It is a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Once it's gone, it shall never return. Listen to this parable. It's mentioned that an elderly person, once he was searching for something in an area, and he was weak, his back was bent, he was searching over the ground for something, and seeing him, a young man mockingly says, "Oh, old man, what are you looking for? What are you searching for?" Although he tried to upset this elderly person by these insulting or mocking remarks, the manner in which he had said it was in a mocking way. Nevertheless, this old person, he tolerated that with patience, and he said, "My son, I'm searching for my youth. I'm searching for my youth." The young man, he was surprised that, "Uncle, I can't understand what you are saying. Is it possible for one to search for his youth? Because once it's gone, it's not going to return." Allahu Akbar. The elderly person responded, "This is what I regret now. This is the thing that I regret. When I was young, I did not use my youth for the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And today, after a very long time, I've realized it and I regret it. And I can't do nothing about it. If I could regain that youth, I would worship Allah Azza wa Jal. I would establish my salah. I would practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly." And then he gave out a deep sigh of regret and remorse. And he said that, "I have lost the wealth of my youth." True. My youngsters out there, that the age of youth is one, that youth is something which is very wealthy, something which is priceless, because it's, when it's gone, it never returns. And the elderly person says, "I could not benefit from my youth, because I lived it in disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now that I'm old, I'm fragile, I'm weak, my back is bent, I cannot do ibadat and worship Allah Azza wa Jal like how I could when I was young." And then he tells the youngster, that "You are young now. You don't know. Very soon you are going to reach my stage. Very soon you are going to become old. Your bones are going to become weak very soon. Take advantage of this. Be wise and intelligent and take advantage of this." Nevertheless, he advises the young man to do so. And his words, his tolerance, his patience, and his manner of disciplining this youngster was so polite and so productive that this young man, he changed his life. He thought, "Look at this elderly person. He's regretting, and tomorrow I'm going to become old. What will happen to me? I have the chance now. I have youth on my side. I have the ability, the power, the energy. Why not channel this towards the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" And that youngster, he spent the rest of his life, it had such an impact on his life that he spends the rest of his life in piety and in obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.